This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode entitled Aunt Bee's Medicine Man, which, by the way, aired on March 11, 1963 and was written by John Whedon and directed by Bob Sweeney, Aunt Bee is beginning to feel a little depressed. She walks into the courthouse where Barney's in there. Now, this is one of my favorite opening scenes of any Andy Griffith show. Before Aunt Bee even comes in, Barney is standing there. His hair's all a mess, and he's got a picture of Rock Hudson on the counter, and he's combing his hair because he wants to look like Rock Hudson. So I love watching Barney. He doesn't have to say a word. Just watch his facial expressions. They're just absolutely great. So he's doing that when you all of a sudden hear Aunt Bee come in, and she's depressed. It's because one of her friends has just passed away that morning. And, you know, Barney all of a sudden, as usual, overreacts and thinks Aunt Bee's feeling bad. And Andy comes in and sees Barney trying to make sure Aunt Bee's okay. And it just leads to more and more to finally Andy asks Aunt Bee to go to see Doc Andrews. And Aunt Bee says, all he'll say is, we're no spring chickens anymore. And she doesn't want to pay him $5 just to hear him say that. So she gets mad and leaves. So it's sort of funny. So the next scene, you see Aunt Bee walking home, and all of a sudden Opie comes running across the street. And he tells Aunt Bee there's a guy over there who used to live among the Indians. She's got to come listen to him. And I love this because this is typical of a young kid. You know, why would he think Aunt Bee would care anything about the Indians? But that's a typical young kid. He runs over and gets Aunt Bee, and Aunt Bee does what a great aunt would do. And I have a great aunt called Nancy, who her middle name is Beatrice, so I like to call her Aunt Bee. She would have done the same thing when I was a little kid. So we'll go over there and listen to Colonel Harvey. And after a few moments of talking, Opie realizes that, oh, it's just another commercial, because he's selling elixir, which is supposed to restore health and vitality. Well, Aunt Bee's concerned because her friend just died that morning, and she's the same age as Aunt Bee, so she decides to buy two bottles for $1 each to restore her health and vitality. So afterwards, we see Colonel Harvey counting his money, and Aunt Bee goes up and invites him to supper. Now, here's something that I had to learn. I grew up in North Carolina, Gastonia, North Carolina, and we basically called our meals breakfast, dinner, and supper. So dinner meant lunch, and supper was dinner when I grew up in North Carolina. Now, I've lived several years in the Midwest, going on my seventh right now, and that's one of the things I had to get accustomed to is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't hear Midwesterners say supper unless it's church-related. So again, it was sort of a little difference of what happens in the South. Again, the South, and those of you who live in the South are aware of this, we'll say breakfast, dinner, and supper. And so when I go home, my mother still uses those terms, and she'll say dinner, and I always ask her, so are you talking about lunch or dinner, just to make sure. So anyway, again, that Andy Griffith Show was true to the South and knew what terms to use. So anyway, Andy and Barney are driving along in a squad car, and they see Colonel Harvey on the street doing his show. And so they walk up to listen for a little bit, and then they ask him if he has a legal permit, and they're both surprised to find out that he does. Now, notice at this part of the episode that Andy and Barney are wearing winter jackets, because this will come into play a little bit later. And again, this shows you how the thoughtfulness and the thinking of the Andy Griffith Show. So the next scene, we go to the Taylor home, and Aunt Bee is playing the piano and singing Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. And she's got Opie said it's there beside her. Opie joins in, and so both of them singing Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. I apologize for that, but that's about what it sounds like. And Andy and Barney come in, and they have these strange looks on their faces. Again, the facial expressions of Don Knotts are great, but you know, you can't overlook Andy in this episode. He does some things with his face that make some interesting facial expressions that get a point across of what's going on in the episode. So basically, Aunt Bee, played by Frances Bouvier, looks drunk. And I was just thinking about this. We see Barney drunk. We see Otis drunk. We see Aunt Bee drunk. And I was trying to remember, and I can't tell you off the top of my head what other characters in the episode have a chance to play drunk in the episode. That might be something for you to think about. We see Barney drunk a couple of times. But in this one, of course, we see the mayor who passes out in one episode. So there's some of the other characters, but that'd be a good trivia question. But that's not going to be a trivia question for this episode. But Frances Bouvier does a good job of looking gassed, as she'll be called a little bit later. Well, she goes into the kitchen, and Andy reminds Barney that he needs to get his raincoat out of the closet. When Barney does, he looks up and he sees two bottles of Colonel Harvey's Indian elixir, and more than half of the bottle of one is gone. And so Barney realizes right away what's going on, and Andy says, why don't you take the bottle down to Doc Andrews and have him analyze it? So a little bit later, Colonel Harvey arrives for supper, and just as they're finishing, he's bragging on Aunt B's supper. And again, here's a part where you want to watch Andy's facial expressions. He does sort of the rolling of the eyes in a couple times in this part of the episode, which is just hilarious. Another memorable part of this particular scene is he makes smoke signals come from his hands. He does other signals and speaks supposedly Shawnee Indian. And it's funny because he says the Shawnee Indian, and Opie goes, wow. And Opie, no one knows that, has any idea, you know, what he's doing. So it's just a funny episode. And I'm going to talk about the actor that plays Colonel Harvey here. He does a great job, and he'll be tied in with Don Knotts a little bit later. Well, in the next scene, Barney comes in with the results and finds out that the famous elixir is 85% alcohol. Now imagine Aunt B drinking 85% alcohol, because Aunt B supposedly is a teetotaler. So Barney obviously wants to run him out of town. But again, Andy has a thoughtful idea, so he can't just run him out of town because Aunt B would be upset. So he realizes that Colonel Harvey's going to be talking to the ladies group that night, the Ladies Aid Church Committee. So Andy waits for a little while, then he goes to the meeting, which is at his house, Andy's house, and he walks in, and Aunt B's playing the piano. The ladies are standing around singing Chinatown, My Chinatown, and this is so funny because Aunt B calls Andy Sheriff Matt Dillon, and she refers to Barney as Chester. So unlike Aunt B, but again, it's just hilarious. Again, Francis Bavier does a great job in this episode. So Andy announces that this is a raid, and he takes all the ladies to jail. And again, I love the writing. Think about this, arresting a group of church ladies and taking them to jail. I just love that aspect of it. And then Andy's the next scene is showing, giving all the ladies coffee and sobering them up, and he comes up with a little rhyme there, and he's talking about the elixir, and he says, what it does is give you a buzz. So again, I just think this is a classic episode. Well, a few minutes later, Barney comes in, and he's arrested Colonel Harvey, and the ladies are extremely mad at him. And so finally, Andy tells the ladies they're free to go, and as they walk out, we have a very sweet moment here. Again, the Andy Griffith Show writers do an excellent job of emphasizing, and even in among the comedy and the drama, the relationship between the characters. And as Aunt B's about to leave the courthouse, she turns around and apologizes to Andy for her behavior. Again, simply because she knows, you know, she's living with the sheriff and here she is getting arrested. So, I mean, she doesn't have to say all that. But the fact that she turns around and apologizes, it's just a sweet moment in the Andy Griffith Show. Well, the final scene, Aunt B comes to the courthouse and finds Andy and Barney playing checkers, which, you know, they do from time to time. And she has gone to see Doc Andrews, and guess what he told her? That she's no spring chicken anymore. And after she leaves, Barney makes a comment that women, he uses that term and says, you know, they talk themselves into believing anything. And so Andy gets an idea to, he believes he can get Barney to believe in anything. So he starts to tell Barney that he doesn't look well, gets Barney all concerned about his health, and the episode ends with Barney getting excited and calling Doc Andrews and saying it's an emergency. He looks at himself in the mirror and says he does look pale and he's had palpitations, and the episode ends with Barney in a frantic about his own health when he's absolutely fine. So basically what he said about the ladies has been applied to him thanks to Andy. So again, this is just another great episode of the Andy Griffith Show. And talk about one of the actors here. I referred to Colonel Harvey. This is John Denner, D-E-H-N-E-R. And he had a long career in radio, film, and television. I told you he was tied to Don Knotts a little bit later. You know, after the Andy Griffith Show from 1970 to 1972, there was the Don Knotts Show. And believe it or not, John Denner, Colonel Harvey, was a regular on the Don Knotts Show. John Denner also played Cy Bennett on the Doris Day Show. And he played in The Winds of War. More interestingly, in real life, Denner served as an Army publicist during World War II. And guess what he did? He recorded the actions of General George S. Patton. Wow, what an interesting life to be in the Army recording George S. Patton's actions and all the things he did, plus having this radio, television, and movie career. I just think that's great. Now, another interesting thing about this episode, if you pay close attention to trivia, Aunt B gives the Taylor address as 332 Maple Road. Now, in an earlier episode, Barney gives the Taylor address as 24 Elm Street. Now, don't get me wrong, we all know that the Taylors could have moved, but I don't think I saw any indication of the Andy, Opie, and Aunt B moving from one house to another. So, again, just another little inconsistency that springs up from time to time on the Andy Griffith Show. So pay attention to that and look for other episodes and see if there are any other addresses given for the Andy Griffith Show. Well, time for the trivia question. I mentioned earlier in the episode that one of Aunt B's friends had passed away, and that's why she was in a depressed state. So the trivia question is, what was the name of the lady who passed away, who was the same age as Aunt B at the beginning of the episode? Again, what was the lady's name who passed away at the beginning of the episode who was the same age as Aunt B? If you have an idea of what that lady's name is, you can certainly email me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at I, as I as in letter I, Mayberry.com. Or you can go to the website, Burke on Mayberry, and you'll see beside the episode title, Aunt B's Medicine Man, in parentheses, the name of the lady who passed away at the beginning of the episode. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@imayberry.com. And as always, thanks for listening, and as they'd say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And again, I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry.